I'd like to share with you a powerful idea about tshuva from Oros HaTshuva. This is taken from the English version Song of Tshuva from Rav Kook. A concept you might be familiar with. So we all refer to as our tshuva as our own personal tshuva that a person has, returning to Hashem. We know tshuva comes from the word shev, to return. But what is ultimate tshuva? So here he says as follows. In this chapter, which is in chapter 4 of Oros HaTshuva, he says that the world itself is in the process of doing tshuva. Not simply the individual, and not simply individuals, but the world itself is in the process of doing tshuva. What he explains is that the Gemara says that there were seven things that were created prior to creation itself. One of those things that were created, says the Gemara in Pesachim, was that tshuva was created before the world. How do you create tshuva before the world? Tshuva is a process of something. Which means that without tshuva, the world cannot actually be created, nor can the world actually exist. So tshuva was created before the world, which tells us some insight into what tshuva is. We know of the Mishnah on Perkei Avos, which tells us about the many things that were created during Bein HaShemashos, during twilight of the world being created. Those are perhaps miraculous reasons they need to be created at that time. But here, this is before the world. Not, you know, in the fifth day, third day of creation. Before creation exists, tshuva is actually created. So he explains that tshuva is not what we usually think it is, and that's repairing one's errors. There's a power of tshuva that is woven in the fabric of creation. So therefore it had to precede creation itself. It's woven in the fabric of creation. There's a sublime energy in the world that impels every individual, from the greatest tzaddik to the simplest person, and all of nature as well, so that it should not remain in a state of imperfection. This energy drives all of reality to improve, progress, and to rise. So the concept of tshuva is not only going to be limited to human beings. In fact, it's all aspects. We know, the Medrash tells us about the fact, and the Gemara tells us that the ground actually sinned. The ground actually sinned, which is why the fruit doesn't taste exactly like the tree. So there's a tshuva process in non-human beings as well. There's a process of things that have the basic level of free will, that there's also a tshuva process. Says Rav Kook, nature longs to return to its beginning, and so the universe rises to ever higher levels of perfection. This is actually Rav Moshe Weinberger speaking. The mysterious force impelling this dynamic is the tshuva that preceded and is woven into creation. The Zohar explains as follows. When Hashem wanted to create the world, He etched into the world, machrit ha'olam, with the test. He etched into the world before him, but it could not stand. V'lo haya omed ad shabara ha'tshuva. The world that he created could not stand until Hashem created tshuva. Kevin shabara ha'tshuva, once he created tshuva, hitnotzitz or mimena, a light came out, sparked out of this. Va'orahu hivik ve'hir misof ha'olam ad sofa. This light gleamed and shone from one end of the world to the other, and within it the world was created. So what existed before creation? Says the Zohar, tshuva existed before the creation itself. Hashem created the world with tshuva's primordial light. So we always think of Torah as the beginning light, but there's actually a tshuva that's actually there. Originally, the world, the universe is lifeless. Nothing could be animated until Hashem created tshuva. Tshuva is thus the soul and life of all being. It's the power that drives the world towards its ultimate perfection. It is the energy that keeps the world focused, that maintains the push towards the goal, so that even when the world seems to be going through terrible, hopeless descents, it is brought back on course. Right? So here in the world, everyone thinks, if only this president, prime minister, state, country would do this, then the world would be a better place. And the answer is, it's tshuva that will bring the world back on course. The most earth-shattering scientific revelation of the 20th century was that the universe is expanding. That is the physical analog of the evolution of creation and its progression towards the ultimate goal. Expansiveness in the overall universe is a sign of change, of opportunity to shift, to return, to do different things. Tshuva had to be created before the world because it gives direction to the world. Each individual goes through years of struggle until he reaches his final destination. Even for someone who knows the correct destination, there are many levels of this struggle: emotional, intellectual, spiritual, and physical. As Torah Jews, we want to reach the point of perfection, Nevertheless, the path leading to it is difficult. There's many obstacles on this path. This challenge that each individual confronts is one that the universe itself faces. This is an interesting concept. Just as a human being experiences many ups and downs before it can reach the final destination, so too does the universe. It proceeds on a long journey from the beginning of creation to the coming of Mashiach. The world has experienced ascents and descents, successes and failures, moments of illumination and moments of darkness. At times, the world has gone so off course that Hashem has stepped up to readjust it. Results in episodes that we're familiar with in Tanakh, such as Lot and his daughters, the people of Sodom, being totally wiped out, Yehuda and Tamar, Shimshon, Rus, David and Bathsheba. Hashem tells human beings, you have free will, but when you go too far, sometimes I'm going to have to make adjustments to it. In the end, creation will reach its ultimate goal with the coming of Mashiach ben David. Nothing can stand in its way. The Ramchal teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to the world in one of two ways, or relates in one of two ways, that of judgment and that of creation. These are exemplified by the energies of the two different Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. The path of judgment, which is justice, corresponds to Mashiach ben Yosef. The tzaddikim who walk on this path and are immersed in all of the complexities of the world, they do everything that we would expect them to do in the conventional manner. But the path of unification, which corresponds to Mashiach ben David, brings the world back to Hashem. It's a beam of light flashing through the universe, but we generally do not understand the tzaddikim who walk on this path, just as we don't understand certain sins, as David and Bathsheba, as Yehuda and Tamar. These are difficult things for us to understand, but these are the things that are going to bring Mashiach ben David. David himself was an exemplar of this path, a man who elevated the splendor and glory of tshuva, and his life was extremely complicated. When Shmuel came to anoint one of Yishai's sons, he did not consider that it could possibly be David. David's father himself could not believe that David was going to be the one to be king. Even after he was installed as king, people were suspicious of his genealogy, and he engaged in actions that were difficult to understand. In these days preceding the Messianic era, the world is finding its way back to David. When we get sidetracked, the energy of David, the master of tshuva, brings us back to the spiritual path, so we continue to travel on our final destination. So this is what we have to understand, that it's not just us, that Elul means the Jews do tshuva, it's the world has to find itself back to tshuva. We do whatever we can individually and to help other people as well, but the overall fabric of the world is going to a place of tshuva. Tshuva will start with physical tshuva, people being perhaps healthier, maybe perhaps discoveries in science and medicine, but we'll go through many different facets of psychology and other areas of that's the overall tshuva process that we're going to experience. And as we wait for Mashiach to come, we're actually experiencing a tshuva process in the overall world itself. It's important for us to understand that tshuva is not just individualized, but it's in the global fabric of creation.